When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, welcome to My First Time, a mostly sexy sex podcast from Broadly. My name is Xing Xing. Oh, and happy Valentine's Day.
It was exactly how you would expect when you are a couple and you book a holiday together and it's like your first night and you're like, oh, I'm going to bang here and here and here. It was exactly how it would have been if we'd been together, yeah.
Today on My First Time. Sometimes it can be great, sometimes it can be terrible. Either way, it's pretty confusing, right?
Hey, this is Amelia, and this is a story of the first time I had breakup sex.
So, you're in a loving relationship. Maybe it's brief, maybe it lasts a few years, then it falls apart for some reason out of your control and you break up. But just as you're blocking your ex on Instagram, covering up the tattoo with their initials, and collecting your comfy clothes from their place, you have sex. This week on Broadly, we're running a series of articles celebrating breakups. It might feel like hell during the storm, but you can learn a lot. Our guest Amelia knows how confusing breakup sex can be, especially if the actual physical sex is good. This is her story.
For the first 6 to 8 months, he was like perfect. And I still think if you had a chance to be in a relationship with him, how he was, you'd be very lucky. He was a great boyfriend. He was like kind. He was really generous. He was so nice. He made me laugh like crazy. Nothing was ever too big or too small like of an ask for him. He was like super willing to give me all his time. You know, he was always like surprising me. And it's not even just like material things, because that's how it sounds as I'm saying this. He just did the nicest things for me. Like, and I moved into his house, and we probably moved in like too quickly, but he would like make me a lunch and always leave me a note in like the bottom of my lunch box. It's like he'd do like bigger surprises as well, but like always getting a note in my lunch box, I was like, oh, just, yeah, stuff like that. That's why I was so serious about it. I thought, you know, we could get married, we could like have kids, because he was just so great for the first half of a relationship.
This wasn't Amelia's first relationship. She'd had partners before, and she's mature enough to know herself. But even after being together for a while, she didn't see this breakup coming.
He was sensitive in the way that if we had a small argument that to me was minor, to him it was major. Like, his like world was crashing down. He would admit this totally. He knows it about himself. So we were just kind of going through not even a rough patch. I wouldn't particularly say it was a rough patch. We had a few arguments over like, say, a month's period, and to me it was minor, you know. And I gave him tangible ways that we would be able to fix it. So, for example, he worked on the weekends quite frequently. He often worked 6 or 7 days a week, minimum six. And I was just like, we just need to spend some quality time together, because the time that we're spending together currently is I'm coming home from work, you're coming home from work, we're doing all our chores. I've come off like a 2 and a bit hour commute, so I'm just like not in a great mood. It's really late. I've then got to cook dinner. It was just like all minor relationship shit. And all I said was, we just need a weekend where we can actually go out, do something nice together, like how it was in the start of our relationship. Like, none of this to me is a huge thing. And then we were just sitting there on the sofa watching TV, and he was like, I think you need to move out. Like, I want us to break up. I'm not happy. Like, when he outlined his reasons for breaking up with me, there was honestly nothing that couldn't be solved with just like a conversation or minor shit, like household chore level shit.
Some of you might be thinking, hey, if someone were to dump me, there's no way that I would even think about having breakup sex with them. Well, it's not always that simple. Our guest Amelia just kind of fell into it.
So it was October, and basically I'd gone on this like amazing holiday in like March, April. I went to the Dominican Republic with my family, and he was invited, but for like various reasons, he didn't actually end up coming, and he works like all the hours. So he hadn't had a holiday in ages. Like the last holiday he went to was New York, and that's not like super relaxing, you know what I mean? So it got to October, and we were looking to book something for November, and we were just like, we just want cheap shit, as sunny as we can get. We had like a small budget. It was that, I think it cost us each, it was like 450 quid each, so like £900. And for that, we wanted it to be like all inclusive. We just wanted to like have a week of not doing anything. And like, it was real basic shit. Like, it was like nightly entertainment that was just crap, like awful food. Like, it wasn't particularly glamorous. We just wanted to like have an excuse to book some holiday off and do something. Walking into the travel agents though after that argument, like, it was such a stupid argument. I remember we were in Pret and we just had this like really dumb argument, and I just, you know, the small ones that unravel and then you start saying shit after, yeah. And then he was convinced me to go to the travel agents, and I was a bit like teary in the travel agents, and but we just booked it really quickly, went home, and I was like, okay, this is gonna fix it. Like, we're gonna go on this holiday, it's gonna be fine. And honestly, because we booked the holiday, 3 days later he broke up with me, and then 2 weeks later we were on the holiday, to give you a timeline. If he had just kept his mouth shut, the holiday would have fixed it, quite honestly. Like, that's what we needed. It's what I predicted we needed, was quality time together. And if he'd just not said anything or had a conversation and not made up his mind so abruptly, we would still be together, honestly. Like, we would.
So Amelia and her ex-partner had booked this all-inclusive, eat what you want, when you want kind of holiday in Morocco. But they didn't actually have to go, I don't think. It wasn't even that much money.
My first, you know, initial reaction was, you need to give me your half of the holiday so I can go on it, because like, you broke up with me. And he was like, no. He was like, I'm gonna sell it. He was really intent on selling the holiday. He never actually did. And then it turned out he kind of wanted us to go on it anyway. Like, it was his motives are unclear, but essentially we went on the holiday, had a week of sun, and we booked the holiday as a couple, so obviously we had one room, one bed. So the decision to still go on the holiday was essentially all in his hands, because when you go to a travel agent, I haven't been to a travel agent in forever because it's 2019, but we just decided to use one because essentially we're at the shopping centre and we were like, fuck it, we just want to book a holiday. So we went to a travel agent. And the way that it works is one of the people that is going on holiday has to be the lead passenger. I didn't know this was a thing. So they have to put all their information down. They have to be the primary contact. And because it was, we had like 2 weeks to go until the holiday, that's kind of the time where you can't change any details. Like, flight names couldn't really be changed. Couldn't change his details out of the lead passenger thing. And because, you know, I was pissed off that he'd broken up with me, it got quite nasty. And he resorted to saying, like, well, all the holiday details are in my name, I'll just go without you. He, like, essentially weaponized this holiday against me a little bit. And, like, my, you know, all my friends are telling me, like, it's fine, you lost out on the money, leave it, don't go. And I was like, it's like a pride thing. I was like, I got broken up with and I don't even get the fucking holiday that, like, do you know what I mean? I was like, I did want to go on holiday. I wanted to just go and have a relax. And I was like, so we both did it. We were both like, well, I'm not going on the holiday. You know what I mean? And that's how we ended up going on the holiday together.
I can't even begin to imagine, what is it like going on a holiday with your ex?
You know, when you're in a relationship, you are so comfortable around each other. There's no way that I wouldn't have just like walked around the room naked, got in a shower, like probably did a shit with the door open. Like, I'd do all that kind of stuff. And he kind of like pretended as if we were friends on like the first night. And he was like, oh, do you want to go in the shower first and like close the door and I won't see? And I was like, this is so weird. Like, we've been in a relationship for like over a year. You don't need to do this. And probably if we'd actually been keeping the boundaries of like, we need to be separate, we should have done that. But it was like a week and a bit after he'd broken up with me. Emotions were still very high. we got there at night. We got there in Morocco's evening, and we were kind of like in awe at just how like kind of shitty it was. So that kind of bonded us a bit. We were like, wow, this is real, real shit. We went down for dinner, all inclusive. So you just kind of wander downstairs. And we had this like really rubbish dinner. And then we realized that the hotel, because we were in like off peak season, it was just old people, like full old people. Because there was a kids area with no kids. It was just like, yeah, like we were essentially the only people under 30, 40. Yeah. So we laughed at that. Obviously, we went to see some like shit evening entertainment and we were like, we're going to go to bed.
There's a theory that breakup sex can be the best sex you ever have. Our guest Amelia put this theory to the test.
And I said to him, I said, you know, I can predict how this is going to go. I can predict that we're going to go on this holiday and have just like a really lovely time because we've got no household chores to do. We've got nothing to fight over. There's nothing real basic for us to like disagree over because everything's going to be done for us. All the food's going to be cooked for us, blah, blah, blah. He was like, yeah, it probably will end up like that. And that's how it was, you know, even just on the first night where we didn't have chores to do, we were spending quality time together. We'd spent, you know, you just dead time in an airport. We'd just laughed together for like the whole airport journey, just sat on the plane together, like just did stupid shit together. And I'm pretty sure that the first evening is the first evening we, yeah, had sex. I don't really know what brought it on. I think it is just like, as I say, we lived together for like 4 months. We've been together like a year. At this point, we now hadn't seen each other for like 2 and a bit weeks because he'd broken up with me. Emotions are really high. We're angry at each other. And then we're on this holiday that we've chosen to go on as essentially a couple. It was exactly how you would expect when you are a couple and you book a holiday together and it's like your first night and you're like, oh, I'm going to bang here and here and here. It was exactly how it would have been if we'd been together. Yeah, it was great. Good times.
The morning after can be difficult, even in a less emotionally charged scenario. On holiday, our guest Amelia and her partner behaved, well, kind of normal.
It's hard to say, like, that you regret sex with someone that you've had sex with loads of times. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we were in a relationship, so it's hard to pinpoint a time and be like, this is the one time I regret sex with you, because we've done it like 10 million times. It's easier if it was like a one-night stand. So I don't think either of us regretted it. And I kind of, that's when we slipped into acting like a couple, I think, after that first night, yeah. We were constantly talking about our relationship. And this is actually something I said beforehand. So I was at work the week before a holiday and I was talking to all my colleagues, like, I just don't know what to do. I don't know how this is going to play out. And they went, you need to go on this holiday because you want a holiday. If you have to go on holiday and do loads of emotional work, it's not going to feel like a holiday. They were like, you need to say to him, we have our conversation on the plane and then when we land, we don't talk about us. But then another colleague made like the correct decision to say, you're trapped on a plane. You know what I mean? Like, you can't have that conversation on a plane, like in public, it could get emotional. So I actually started the conversation the night before when he came over for us to go to the airport in the morning. I was like, I just think we need to talk now. And then he was like, he kind of delayed it. So my plan didn't really work. I mean, it was never going to really work when it comes to emotions, but we talked basically about us every time that we were like sitting down, had a moment, and without fail every time it was like, this is a really fucked up situation, we're really making it harder for ourselves when we get home, like this is not going to be easy. And there was, it was probably like 4 days in where he said that and I was like, just stop saying this, because just deal with it when we get home. Like, it kind of became that mentality where it was like, we'll just deal with it when we get home, we'll see how we feel. It was as if going to a different country was going to change your mind entirely, and that's obviously not the case.
After Amelia had breakup sex on holiday, she got back together with her partner for a bit anyway, so I guess it was more like makeup sex, not breakup sex.
For the week that we were away, he changed his mind. He wanted to get back with me. He was talking on holiday about getting back with me, because previous to the holiday, he was completely against us ever getting back together. And I said, I don't want to get back with you. I just want you to go on this holiday with an open mind, because I feel like a closed mind like that is never going to be a good thing. I was like, just go on the holiday and think what happens, happens. But then we came back from the holiday and I kind of realized that I didn't have anything else tying me to him. Like, I'd moved out of his house. We didn't have an event in the future. Like, the only thing was, it was November and then it's coming up to Christmas. And I literally had in my head, I was like, do I hold on for Christmas? I said to people, I was like, you know, I'm just going to be sad over Christmas. That's literally what it is. We'd booked all of our Christmas days off from work together so that we would be together. And obviously then we wouldn't get to use that time together. And I was thinking, like, do I do this for Christmas? And everyone around me was like, this is such a fucked up idea. Like, you're continuing a relationship for one more month just so you won't be lonely over Christmas. Yeah, my family were like, if it takes this, we'll overcompensate and do shit with you every day. Like, we'll do stuff with you all the time so you don't feel lonely over Christmas. They were like, don't do this. So when we got back, I kind of realized, we've got nothing tying us together now. And I kind of turned the other way. So I went from being, let's be together when we're in England, to let's not at all.
Now, months on from having sex on holiday with her ex, our guest Amelia has thought a lot about how she feels. It's confusing. I mean, breakups are always confusing.
I regret, in general, the holiday. Like, the holiday made us, you know what I mean? If it had been a clear cut, even if he hadn't broken up with me for, because he didn't really break up with me for any reason, even if he broke up with me for no reason, ditched me, gave me no closure and cut me off cold, that would be like, I'm forced to move on. But it was because we had this holiday. I was in like this weird 2 week purgatory where I was like, we're not speaking, we're not together, but we've got this holiday. Like, I couldn't get excited about the holiday. Like, I was going to work every day, like, oh, dreading this holiday, where it's meant to be the opposite, isn't it? So I regret the fact that he made us book this holiday. I do regret the breakup sex in the long term because of how complex it made everything.
Amelia and her partner went through the same mill that many couples go through. They loved each other, it fell apart, they broke up, they made up, and then broke up again. Sex can kind of change things. Here at My First Time, we're interested in how sex can both influence and be influenced by this relationship dynamic.
I guess my situation is kind of out of the norm because we had this holiday to tie us together. But if you're just having breakup sex, like, on the regular with your ex, I think you need to work on, like, the root cause of why you're having breakup sex. Are you having breakup sex because one of you or both of you wants to get back together? Are you having breakup sex because it's comforting, essentially? It's something that you know. That's how I kind of felt. After we booked back from the holiday, I kind of felt that we fell together for a little while. And this was before I decided we need to cut it all off, because it was just comforting. It was easy. Like, we knew each other. And, like, without being gross, you know each other sexually too. Like, it's just easy to have sex with someone that you've done it with many times before. And yeah, when you're having also at the same time bad sexual experiences with other people, it makes that sex experience look really good. Yeah, so if you're in the same situation or a situation where you're having sex with your ex, I think you need to address whether you want to be together or whether this is just because you're lonely and it's comforting and it's something you can do after 10 p.m.
Thanks for listening to My First Time, a mostly sexy sex podcast from Broadly. And thank you very much to our guest Amelia. You can follow her blog on ameliaperrin.com. My name is Xing Xing, and I'm the UK editor at Broadly here in London. This episode was produced by Sam Bonham. Here's hoping you have a wonderful Valentine's Day today, whether you're single, attached, or just not interested. If you have any first times of your own, please get in touch on email, broadly.editor@vice.com. Oh, and we're doing a breakup series called Love Bites at Broadly for this special day. You'll find it all on broadly.vice.com. See you next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.